Oh, in the garage with NASCAR Fred and J-Rod, brought to you by Montrose Ford Nissan. That's a better deal, a better dealership. Pricing information at MontroseFordNissan.com. And also joining us in studio today, Tom Sheldon from the Western Colorado Dragway. We'll start out with you, Tom. How are you doing this morning?
Morning, Jim.
Always good to chat with you.
We need to, you need to get some kind of a drag racing open. I mean, maybe I Booker T and maybe, Buckeye Boy, Booker T and the MGs, Rio, Green Onions. You know, that's a great
American Graffiti.
Yep. Look at you. Yeah, there you go.
I have watched that movie more times than any other movie I've watched in my entire life.
Greatest movie ever
made. I've watched
it
like probably 35 times.
Yeah. Great movie. Fantastic movie. Especially if you know, just growing up. Anyway, I can be here for 4 days talking about
that. Oh, yeah. We could talk about American Graffiti all day long. Toad riding the Vespa into the vending machine, and
do you know that was actually an outtake that they left in that he couldn't ride a clutch, and that is true, and he didn't know what to do, so he just kept going and they kept it.
And it was perfect,
yeah,
because it really spoke to him trying to be cool and on his Vespa, which to make it look cool on a Vespa, and runs into the vending machine.
You do what you do.
So Western Colorado Dragway, the season's getting underway.
Yes, finally. We're launching a full season coming up on Saturday. It's just a test and tune. The gates are going to open, I think, right around 9 o'clock, and then the junior dragsters, huge junior dragster contingent. That's kind of the feeder program for NHRA, starting it from 5 up to about 14, 15. We got a huge junior program now, and they'll go from about 10 to noon. Big cars will run starting at 1 o'clock. If you want to go up and watch, we do have the five-star variant, so everything is open. The stands are open, concession stands open. You can tailgate out there. It'll cost you $15 to go up and watch. If you are interested in running, it's $40 for your tech card. And then next Saturday, the 24th, will be our first race of the year. You know, so it's good to have drag racing. You know, I'm ready, man. It's been a long off season. I'm ready.
Outside. Get out to Orchard Mesa, get out to the dragway. Yep. It's going to be fantastic.
Yep, top of the hill, 32 Road and Highway 50. You can just follow the signs, but it's like they've got the Trap Club up there. But we're up there, and NHRA nationally has had to postpone, push back a bunch of races. Fortunately, we haven't had to do that. The track in Salt Lake, Rocky Mountain, shut down 2 years ago, I think it was. You know, so there really aren't that many local small tracks left in the United States anymore, and we truly have been blessed with the track that we have and the quality of racing that goes on there. We've got a couple of national champions, guys that have and gals that have gone on and won national championships, national event racers that call Grand Junction home. So it really is nice cars, fast racing. With your $15, you also get a pit pass. Which is basically, it's like, go walk around.
But that's cool, though, to get in the pits and see some of the cars up close and personal.
You can go, you can talk to them. You can go take a look at the cars. You see something that you like, you can go over and you can ask questions about it. You can just, it's almost kind of like a little mini car show. Kids 12 and under, they get in for free. So it is a great way to just kind of have some family time, And if you're new to the Valley, by all means, we invite you to come out. Western Colorado Dragway has been around up on the hill, I think, over 50 years, and totally, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 63, 64 years.
Yeah, it's been out there a long, long time.
Yeah. Speaking of American Graffiti, though, the 24th is kind of a big race because it's kind of honoring somebody local, correct?
Yeah, it really is. Ron Berry, who was a terrific racer. Not only drag racing, but he raced for Chrysler, Grand Junction
Eisenhower
Chrysler.
Dodge.
Yep. Way back in the day.
The Charger he had back in the day, Pro Stock, right?
I think it was the Super Stock car.
Sorry, Super Stock, yes.
Ron Berry, and then he also did some, turn left stuff, which I don't ever understand.
His son Jeep was raced stock cars for quite a while.
Yeah, but they are fantastic racers, super cool people. And they're doing kind of a tribute race, the Nostalgia Super Stockers. The Rocky Mountain Super Stockers are going to be here next weekend. And Pine Country has kind of, stepped up and making it a tribute to Ron Berry. So that should be a really good race. And it's the first race of the year. So that's everybody brings their new toys out.
My old man used to work at Eisenhower Dodge with Ron. And I remember we used to go out to the dragway when I was a kid to watch him race. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's some of my childhood memories going out there and watching Ron Berry do his thing.
Funny thing, though, is you mentioned Jeep. I watched Jeep when I was a kid growing up because obviously I was on that side of the mountain. Ran into him yesterday at Pine Country, but he's racing. Both his boys are racing, so, I mean, all the Berries are going to be involved in this Memorial race. So I think it's going to be awesome. It's going to be not want to miss it.
Yeah, it'll be a cool time. But anyway, so Test and Tune this Saturday, 1 o'clock if you want to watch the big cars. It's $15 to get in. It'll probably be done by about 4 or 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon. So weather should be nice, maybe a pinch on the cool side, but the weather should be nice. And then season kicks off next weekend. WCDRA.com is where you can go. You can get the complete schedule and everything's listed on the website.
All right, very good. Tom, I know I can always count on you to take me down a memory lane here in the Grand Valley.
Well, you know, you can always create a new memory by, you know, prying yourself away from a sports desk and coming on up and joining us.
Might have to do that. Just might have to get out there and check out some of the racing coming up.
Bring the race truck, you know, the bike, whatever you want to, you know, you and Rio, you know, we'll match you up.
Sure, okay.
We'll put you in a couple of station vehicles.
Since you upgraded to the Nissan, I like your chances better than it was with that.
The Yaris?
The Yaris, yeah. Yeah, I don't think so. I think that would have worked out.
My ruckus would beat his Yaris.
I think it took a little bit to get going.
I think I've got an old skateboard in my closet somewhere that I could probably really outrun that Yaris.
You could probably pull me in the Yaris.
I probably could have towed you if I needed to. All right. Hey, Tom, always appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming in. All right, take care. All right, Tom Sheldon talking to Western Colorado Dragway. So we go from going straight to taking some lefts with NASCAR Fred and J-Rod. Morning. NASCAR Fred from the great state of Iowa.
Good morning. I thought I picked a winner this time. It was looking good for Denny Hamlin. I picked him to win at Martinsville. And, it's kind of funny. You get down to the end and with all the cautions, I don't know, I had 13, 14 cautions in the race, something like that. It turned out you needed a long run car to win the race, so go figure.
Well, I don't think any of us picked Martin Truex, right? Picked him.
I think it's interesting, though, you bring it up that, you know, Denny Hamlin, obviously he led the most laps, but I think the dominant one for the most part, I thought, was Ryan Blaney. He won both stages. He led the most laps, you know, for 90 laps consistent. And he even fell off. You know what I mean? I think I picked Denny Hamlin to win it, but you got Martin Truex with 20 laps that he was out front, wins the one that matters. That's all that counts.
Well, in both stages, you know, Denny started off, he had a real good short run car, but then it would fade just a little bit. Blaney's car would get better, and it happened in both stages. Blaney caught him with a few laps to go and won the stage. What happened to Blaney in the last stage, though, is he had trouble on pit road.
Yep.
He ran over the air hose as he was leaving, and it went outside the pit box. Taking equipment outside the pit box is a penalty, so he had to go to the back and just didn't have time to get back to the front. So if that hadn't happened, I think Blaney might very well have won it. But Truex, kind of the same deal. He just had a longer run car that kind of got better as the run went on. So gets his second win of the season.
In the garage of NASCAR, Fred and J-Rod, brought to you by Montrose Ford Nissan. Get pricing information at montroseFordNissan.com. We're talking about Martinsville, the Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 500 this past weekend with Martin Truex Jr. taking the checkered flag, Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, William Byron, and Kyle Larson, your top five. A nice finish for Christopher Bell. Continues to show some relative consistency on in the NASCAR circuit this year. Christopher Bell taking seventh at Martinsville this past weekend.
You know, another,
Go ahead, J-Rod.
But you know, another one is yours, Fred. You've been picking Tyler Reddick, thinking he's coming up, and you know, he finished eighth, started 13th, finished eighth. So, I mean, man, these kids are still gaining every week.
Right. I'm keeping my eye on Reddick. Bell, of course, you know, he's got a win already, and he's I think he's gonna get more wins before the season's done. I think it's a good fit, seems like, with him in that 20 at Gibbs. And Tyler Reddick, too. You know, Austin Dillon's been carrying the banner for RCR, but Reddick, I think he's settling in, and he's solid. I think he'll get a win before the season's over.
Chase Elliott taking second, has yet to win this season. He doesn't seem to be overly concerned about that, though, right now. At least Elliott's trying to keep, you know, not put too much pressure on himself. Like I said, a really good finish, though, at Martinsville behind Truex.
Well, like people have said so often, it's better to, you know, have second place, third place, come in the top five finishes than to try and get more out of your car than what it's got and end up finishing 24th or something, you know. So, he's running consistent. He's fast. He's, you know, he's up there every week, it seems like, and he's up there in the points. So, yeah, they're not going to get worried about it. He'll be there come playoff time.
And currently sits seventh in the points right now. Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex Jr., Joey Logano, Kyle Larson, Ryan Blaney, William Byron, Chase Elliott, Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski, and then Christopher Bell, the aforementioned Christopher Bell, rounding out the top 10 right now when it comes to the NASCAR point standings. So any other final comments about Martinsville from this past weekend?
You know, I do, and that, I think it's a huge one. I think it's cool as all get out is Josh Berry. Go talk Xfinity race for 1 second. Josh
sure.
Berry wins his first race in his sixth start this year. Basically, he's not really finished great. He's always been in the 30s, the 20s, and he pulls off the win at Martinsville. He's a late model driver from the Junior Motorsports stables, and Junior feels that he was, you know, capable of bringing it to the next level, and obviously in six races, he won a race.
Junior seems to have a lot of confidence in Josh Berry because he did an interview this last week where they brought up the idea of him possibly, you know, Junior Motorsports possibly moving into the Cup Series. And he said, you know, he said, we've talked about it. He and his sister, Kelly, they've tossed the idea around, and Josh Berry is one that they might consider as being a driver if they do that.
It'd be interesting to see him come because, like I said, he's been under that stable for quite some time.
Right.
Before we talk about Richmond coming up this weekend, I do want to discuss kind of an off-the-track situation with Nashville, Tennessee, Bristol Motor Speedway, and Nashville Mayor John Cooper, who signed a non-binding letter of intent with the Bristol Motor Speedway that, if approved by the Metro Council there and the Fair Board, would bring NASCAR back to the Music City. 30,000-seat expansion to the current track, noise mitigation efforts, pedestrian tunnels, part of that. But there are people that live in the area that aren't too crazy about this idea that the Bristol Motor Speedway has planned.
Well, I think that's more of a problem than it was in years past. You know, because the people that are complaining about this, they've paid a lot of money for these places where they're at, and they don't want, you know, it's one thing if you say, okay, there's a racetrack over here, we're going to be living close to that, and it just kind of comes with the territory. But if you buy this place and then all of a sudden they move in a racetrack next to you, I can see how it's the NIMBY syndrome, not in my backyard.
Right.
They're going to have to fight against that, I'm sure.
Well, the opposition group, it's neighbors opposing track expansion, and they're saying, look, they're not against local racing, but NASCAR is not local racing, and they don't want to get rid of the racetrack, but they say it's going to be too much noise, too much traffic, adding too much congestion to the area that they have the big issue with.
You know, it's one of those things that they got airplanes, and there's always vacation time. It's a good time to get out of town, right?
I mean, good time to leave.
It's going to be one weekend. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, I get it. You know, it's kind of like moving DIA. They move DIA out to the sticks, and the next thing you know, a year later, there's houses all around DIA, and people are complaining about the noise.
Look,
you know?
I'll bring it locally to the Junior College World Series. People still complain about the fireworks on Memorial Day night, and they've been doing that forever. But every year, people still complain about it, and so that's just, I mean, hopefully, you said it's one weekend. Hopefully, this won't, you know, you don't want to make people mad, but hopefully it's not going to be something that derails, you know, certainly I think a big opportunity for Bristol Motor Speedway with this expansion.
Yeah. And I think it takes, you know, just, it's discussion. I think it is, you know, I mean, it's, you got to give and take. And that's, like I said, my big thing is it's one weekend. I mean, it is money. It is revenue for their town, their city. And why not? You know what I mean?
Right. Everybody needs more of that right now.
You got it.
No doubt about that. All right, so we move on to the Toyota Owners 400 Richmond coming up this Sunday, 1 o'clock our time on Fox. Some thoughts about this, NASCAR Fred?
Well, you know, we've seen Martin Truex Jr. winning at Martinsville. You know, he, for a while, that was really the monkey on his back. Couldn't win a short track, so now he's become kind of the short track wizard. He won both races at Richmond in 2019. They only ran there once last year. Brad Keselowski won that one. But, Richmond, it's really a different situation than Martinsville is. I mean, it's a shorter track. It's 3/4 of a mile, but it's really a very different track. They call it the short track that thinks it's a super speedway, just because it's a different style of driving. It's faster, but at the same time, you still have some of the short track beating and banging going on. So it's always a lot of fun.
You didn't see much of the Chrome Horn come out in Martinsville as you thought you would, but in Richmond, you don't really see it either. And I'm with you 100%. It's a fast track, but you got to move people in order to get to where you need to go.
Yeah. Yeah, there were a few people that got pretty beat up at Martinsville. Ryan Newman's car looked like he'd been in a demolition derby. And there was some of the Chrome Horn, some of the trading paint going on. As far as making a prediction for this weekend, I'm really looking at Kyle Busch. He's won 5 times at Richmond. Six times. We've talked about how he's one that they really miss that practice time. They don't generally unload that good. They need the practice time to get dialed in. But this is one of those tracks where certain tracks are just good for certain drivers, and Kyle is good at Richmond. I think we're going to see him finally deliver the goods this weekend.
I think that's a great pick. I was talking to a buddy of mine, my old boss, actually, from one of the teams I worked for this week, and he's like, who do you take? And I said, I think Kyle Busch, he's due. But my pick, always Harvick, and I think Kyle Larson. I got two in there. Either one of them, I think, can make it work. Harvick, is a no-brainer, but with Larson coming, I think he's got a really good chance.
I'm going to go Denny Hamlin. He's finished top 4 in 5 consecutive races, finished top 6 in 8 of his last 10. I kind of like Denny Hamlin in this one. He's been pretty darn consistent.
The odds are getting better for Brad Keselowski, so that's who I'm going to put my buck on.
Okay. We'll find out who is right coming up next Thursday. Anything else, guys?
Just the unveil of the next-gen car coming up on May 5th. Some interesting things. We didn't mention this last week. One of the really big things is the wheels on this car. They're going to, like the Indy cars do, which is one big lug nut instead of the 5. That's going to just completely change everything out there, road. So we maybe talk more about that next week.
And I think it's funny. I think we talked about that too, but we should all start saving our money. We can buy these cars from this year and we can go race our own stuff next year, because all of it's going to be obsolete.
no kidding. Yeah, you buy it now and race it down the road.
All these cars from this year, they're going to be up for sale cheap. Yeah, for sure.
Hey, guys, thanks. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the racing.
You too, Jim. Thanks.
All right. That is In the Garage with NASCAR Fred and J-Rod, brought to you by Montrose Ford Nissan.